Hey, welcome. I am your host, Sam, and this is Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities, a podcast about urban legends coming from different cultures and other scary stories as well. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the fourth episode of Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities. If you're new to this podcast, my name is Sam and I'm your host. And if you enjoy listening to this podcast, you can go follow it on Spotify so you would know when the next episode comes out, you know? Yeah, just saying. I'm not gonna lie, this took forever to record. Like, I had a hard time recording this because I kept rambling and I kept losing my words. I didn't know what to say. It was hard to pronounce words. I don't know what's going on. I think it's just Mercury retrograde. So I don't know how y'all are doing, but I hope you guys are doing better than me because this week has been so stressful. So before getting started, I just wanted to apologize because I should have uploaded this episode last Sunday and today's Tuesday, and I just started recording episode 4. So yeah, that was poor planning on my part. And also, I've been busy last week. I was out of state for the weekend, and also I had a couple of projects to do and just a lot of stuff in preparation for my graduation. So, to make this up for you guys, this episode is going to be super interesting because there are real cases of this. So, to start, I kind of want to dedicate this episode to Filipino mythology because I think they're very interesting and I think it doesn't get much hype compared to other mythologies like Japanese, Greek, Roman, I don't know. Yeah, and I really want to share this part of me with you guys because you guys are really awesome, and I want you guys to appreciate Filipino culture the same way I do, or at least appreciate them, even though it's not the same level. I don't know. So, yeah. Filipino mythology is actually pretty abundant. Some of them I didn't even know until now. So while researching stuff for this episode, I learned a lot about Filipino folklore. And usually in Filipino mythology, we talk a lot about mythical creatures. And this one is super interesting because I just learned about this creature recently. So my parents would usually tell me the story of the white lady in Balete Drive or Tikbalang or Aswang, that kind of stuff. And they're usually located in provinces, and I thought they were pretty creepy. So going back to Filipino mythologies, a fun fact is that this creature actually appeared in the Netflix show called Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. In this episode, we'll be talking about Batibat, the sleep demon from Ilocos. Batibat, or Bangungot in Tagalog, lives in a tree. This creature takes the form of an old fat woman who likes to chill in her tree, the same way humans like to chill at home. At first, there's nothing really special about this creature. She likes to relax, hang out in her home, minding her own business. She won't really bother anyone, that is, unless her tree is disturbed. When I say disturbed, I don't mean like stepping on the tree or sitting on it or climbing on it or whatever. I mean chopping down her home and inflicting some serious damage to it, if I'm making sense. Batibat will unleash her wrath to the humans who have destroyed her home by suffocating them in their sleep. But how does she do this, you ask? If one cuts down the tree that she lives in and turns it into a part of the house, then she can enter one's home by hiding in the parts of the tree that has been cut down. From there, when the person is sleeping, Batibat goes in for the kill by sitting on the person's chest or face and suffocating them to death. Keep in mind, Batibat is described as incredibly obese, so it'll be hard to get her off one's chest. The only way to escape Batibat's spell is for another person to bite the victim's toe or shake the victim's legs to wake them up. Okay, when I read about this, especially how to escape Batibat's spell, and when I learned that another person has to bite the victim's toe, I think that's kind of disgusting, because imagine putting someone's toe in your mouth. Like, I don't even want to know what that's like, honestly. So, anyway, I think this is kind of interesting for me because I've heard of the medical phenomenon before, but I've never heard of the actual demon or entity. Like, I've seen cases of people dying in their sleep because of nightmares. Like, it was also featured on news and TV. Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. I hope you guys find it interesting too. So here are some facts, some fun facts about Batibat and Bangungot. So the story of Batibat is linked with this medical phenomenon called sudden unexpected nocturnal death syndrome. Wow, that's a mouthful. Okay. This phenomenon is actually also prevalent in Thailand, Japan, and Cambodia. Usually the victims are males, and it's often the most common cause of natural death among young and healthy Asian populations. So in Filipino, this medical phenomenon is actually called bangungot, which also translates to nightmare. This may have been the cause of death in similar cases among Filipino males. So in the Philippines, there were actually cases of bangungot. So it actually got so prevalent that there was a foundation that is dedicated to research the causes, the explanation of bangungot. It was set up in the 1950s by the owner of Benipaya Press after his son died of bangungot. And more than six decades later, there's a lot of literature that could be found online. And this is according to Inquirer.net, which is a newspaper back in the Philippines. There are other words in other Asian cultures that refer to bangungot. So in Thai, it's called lai tai, and in Japanese, it's called pokuri. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing these correctly. And in Chinese, it's called beigulia, which means crushed by a ghost. This case was so prevalent that in a New York Times article, there was a case of 18 Laotian refugees mysteriously dying in their sleep within the last 4 years. So one possibility is being explored, which is frightened to death by nightmares. And until to this day, it remained a mystery. All cases pointed to natural causes. They also ruled out accidents, suicides, and foul play, and no conclusion has been reached. Despite this, there's actually been medical articles dedicated to research and explain what's been happening. So the earliest medical references to bangungot are Maria Paz Mendoza Guazon's 1917 journal article, Some Notes About Bangungot, and this appeared in the Philippine Journal of Medicine and Pharmacy. A.V. Mahoska also published a research article called Sudden Death in Filipino Men, an Unexplained Syndrome, and this appeared in the 1948 Hawaii Medical Journal. So Dr. Alvin Mahoska, I'm not really sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, he was a forensic pathologist who rose to become the chief medical examiner in Hawaii. His inquiry into bangungot caused a panic in Hawaii in the early 1950s. This is another highlight in the history of Filipinos in Hawaii. And Earl Stanley Gardner, who is the author of famous Perry Mason detective novels, dedicated his 1955 The Case of the Sunbather's Diary to Mahoska with a foreword that made reference to bangungot. I'm not really sure how prevalent this was in the United States, but back home, I grew up like watching and learning about this medical phenomenon, and I remember like my parents would tell me to not sleep right after eating, because that's how usually you get bangungot. I've been told by a lot of people that I shouldn't really sleep right after eating, because that's how you die of Banguot. And I also remember I watched a lot of TV shows that tried to explain or that gave out speculations as to why this medical phenomenon is happening. And I think that was pretty much it. But I never really knew that there was an actual demon or entity that personifies this medical phenomenon. Ooh, also, remember the one I mentioned about in Earl Stanley Gardner's foreword that is dedicated to Mahoska? Okay, I found the actual quote of this, and it says, "I have spent many hours with Dr. Alvin V. Mahoska in Honolulu, discussing the strange nightmare deaths of Honolulu. I first heard of these deaths when I was attending one of Captain Francis G. Lee's seminar on homicide investigation at the Harvard Medical School in Boston. Dr. Milton Halpem, the famous forensic pathologist of New York, was lecturing there and remarked that it was not always possible to determine the cause of death. He cited as an example that he had recently been called upon to examine vital organs from bodies sent him from the Hawaiian Islands, and that in case it had been impossible to discover a cause of death, there was no sign of poison. The heart, the lungs, kidneys, brains, and all of the vital organs were in perfect working order. These men simply had stopped to live, and medical science was powerless to find out why they had ceased to live." So this was from the foreword, Gardner's case, the case of Sundbather's Diary. This was dedicated to Dr. Alvin Mahoska and his reference to Bangungot. And I thought it was just interesting. So, like I said before, these were all natural causes. Everything, like the vital organs were working, and authorities have ruled out accident, suicide, and foul play. And so far, there's no conclusion or explanation as to why this is happening. So another article that has been published is the one from 1998 in the International Journal of Epidemiology, and it's based on a review of Bangungot deaths recorded in Manila from 1948 to 1982. So, fun facts, 96% of the victims are male, and the average age was 33 years old, and the time of death is at 3 a.m. The cases peaked in December to January. This is all in the article in Enquirer.net, and I thought this was just interesting. Honestly, despite having a lot of research dedicated to this medical phenomenon, like science could not explain it at all why this was happening. It's weird because the vital organs are working like they just stopped living. It's like as if like someone or something had done it. I don't know. It's really hard to explain, but I thought it was just interesting because they're like these cases are legit. Oh yeah. Okay. This the same one, Center for Disease Control published a report. I think this is the same report with regards to unexpected deaths during sleep among young male Southeast Asian refugees in the United States. So I'm just gonna give you the breakdown of this, but I mentioned this earlier. So 33 of those who died were from Laos, 4 were from Vietnam, and 1 was from Cambodia. So according to this report, it's in Daily Beast. It's called Unraveling the Mystery of Deadly Dreams Syndrome. It says that so there were proposed explanations that included stress from immigration and resettlement, sleep abnormalities, undiagnosed heart defects, and dietary deficiencies, but nothing could have been proven. So it began to be called Sudden Unexplained Death Syndrome, or SUDS. And this was recognized as a leading cause of death among young men from Southeast Asia. So, yeah, I just think this is interesting because it's actually a real case and people actually die from it. And Even science cannot explain it. And I also thought it was weird that the common theme of it is that men are dying at 3 a.m. And I thought the 3 a.m. bit was weird because, as you all know, I think 3 a.m. is like the demon hour or whatever you call it. But yeah, I just thought it was super interesting. So, yeah, if you guys have any encounters or extra knowledge regarding this medical phenomenon, you guys can send me an email in the description in Spotify, or it's also in my Instagram bio. And I hope you guys have fun listening to this. I upload episodes every week, or at least I try to. And also, if you have any suggestions, what you guys want to hear for the next episode. Oh, shoot. Oh, I thought someone knocked on my window. Just really creepy. Oh my gosh. Ugh. Okay, going back, if you guys have some suggestion for the next episodes that you guys want to hear, just send me an email. It's gonna be on my bio on Instagram. It's gonna be in the description on Spotify and Anchor. If you want, I can even say it here. It's Urban Legends AODC Podcast at gmail.com. It's Urban Legends AODC Podcast at gmail.com. You guys can send me an email over there with suggestions, encounters, especially extra knowledge with this phenomenon, because it's unexplained. There's a lot of speculations, and I think it's really interesting because it's an actual case. It's really legit. So, yeah, send me an email. So, if you want more listener stories as well, just hit me up. And also follow my Instagram for more podcast updates. It's martirez.sa. That's my Instagram, martirez.sa. Go follow that for more updates. And I also upload every week, or at least I try to, depending on my schedule. But yeah, I try to upload every week, so stay tuned and I hope you guys have fun. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome. Bye.